Welcome to Football Social Daily.
Yes, and welcome to Football Social Daily Shots, the bite-sized Premier League podcast filling you in on all the stuff you might have missed in today's news. Earlier on the full Football Social Daily podcast, which you can scroll up and find on this very timeline, we discussed the transfer of Casemiro to Manchester United. This morning, it was just a potential incoming. Now, it looks very, very close to being confirmed. So what do we know about the Brazilian? Well, he's a full international. He plays in the heart of the Brazil midfield alongside another Manchester United player in Fred, and his trophy cabinet is decorated. 5 Champions Leagues to his name, and the statistics look pretty good too. Here's Football Social Daily's Fergal Brennan to tell us more.
The big stat that's floating around is 589 tackles won. That's across all of Europe's top leagues and the Champions League and the Europa League since 2018-19. He's the best ball-winning number 6 in Europe and in the world, in my opinion. I think Rodri and Fabinho may be a bit more progressive than him, but in terms of winning the ball in the middle of the pitch and in the defensive third, he is the best. He'll add a bit of needle and a bit of steel to a United team that's sorely missing that. The most important thing that he'll add to Manchester United is game management. And I don't just mean some of the nonsense that he gets involved in. I mean, you look at United's first 2 games of the season, they look lost. Looked as if they didn't have an ability to get through the next 5 or 10 minutes of the game. Casemiro brings that. I suppose the only danger really is his age and his wages. He's 30, 2 years left on his contract in Madrid. A portion of that will probably have to get paid off. And he's probably going to be the second highest earner in behind Ronaldo at Old Trafford. But based on the situation that Manchester United are in, I don't really think they can afford to scrimp and save. You want a top player, you pay top money and you pay big wages. That's just the way it goes.
Nice one. Thanks for that, Fergal. And you can hear more from him on Sunday's edition of the full Football Social Daily podcast, where he'll be looking back at the weekend's Premier League action alongside journalists Pete Hall and Jack Gorn. Not only that, but you can hear what Manchester United fan Joel Tudor thinks of Casemiro's impending arrival at Old Trafford by listening to this morning's edition of the full Football Social Daily podcast. Now, we've got podcasts for you right throughout the season. We are the only show with a new episode every single day of the Premier League campaign. And the Premier League, as you might well know, is celebrating its 30th anniversary this season. So who better to ask for their favourite moments in top flight history over the past 3 decades than 2 men who played in the division? Matty Fryett, who used to play up front for Hull City, Leicester City and Nottingham Forest, and Southampton hero Francis Benali. Join me on the latest edition of The Dugout, which will be out very, very shortly, so keep your ears open for that one. Not only did Matty and Franny divulge how they think this weekend might go in the Premier League, they also told us something they would never do when they were a player, in light of Mark Cucurella revealing he's never going to have a haircut.
I would never go to a manager's office and ask why I wasn't playing. I just didn't get that. I felt like it would put you under pressure. Because when you do play and you didn't play well, the manager would go, "You came in my office and you said that you were going to perform and you didn't."
Well, I wouldn't do if Cucurella's not cutting his hair. Maybe it would have been interesting. I saw someone post on social media the other day about me saying I should never have cut my moustache off. So that would have been interesting. I could have had a big old moustache if I'd never shaved that.
I can't. It's like a bit like when Mark Lawrenson shaved his moustache off. It was the talk of match of the day. But I think it suits you as you are now, Franny, I'll be honest. Yeah, I think
very kind. But when Graeme Souness arrived at the club wasn't big enough for 2 moustaches, so mine had to go.
Who knew that Graeme Souness scared Francis Benali into having a shave? You can hear more from Franny and Matty on The Dugout, which will be released on the Football Social Daily podcast feed very, very shortly. But that is it for another edition of Shots. Have a great weekend. Hope your team wins, and we'll see you next week.